Hello, and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
Our first story is revolving around the relationship between Thailand and Myanmar, because Thailand has commenced its first delivery of humanitarian aid to Myanmar, aiming to alleviate the hardships faced by millions displaced by the ongoing armed conflict. The operation saw 10 trucks transport around 4,000 packages of aid valued at approximately 5 million baht to Khai Yin State to assist about 20,000 displaced individuals. Despite the noble intent, the initiative faced criticism for potentially aiding only those in military-controlled regions, hence possibly serving the junta's propaganda efforts while neglecting the majority in contested territories. Myanmar, grappling with turmoil following the 2021 military coup against Aung San Suu Kyi's government, has over 2.8 million displaced people, with UN agencies highlighting the dire need for humanitarian assistance for 18.6 million people. The Thai Red Cross, with support from Thailand's foreign ministry and logistical aid from the army, spearheads this humanitarian corridor. However, concerns linger about the aid's distribution overseen by Myanmar's Red Cross, potentially benefiting the military junta.
Aid, whenever there's military situations like this, obviously millions of people get displaced.
Yeah.
And then getting aid to them becomes another political obstacle. Because, like, all right, we send in aid, but is it just going directly to one side, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's same things happening
it's
in Gaza
sad,
right
man.
Now.
Like, when is humanitarian aid not humanitarian aid? When the junta controls the country.
Yeah, and they can distribute it only to their supporters and things like that.
Exactly.
And it's like another bargaining chip for them to be able to, gain support. So, it's a sticky situation. But at the same time, good on Thailand for attempting to send some aid that way, at least. Well, some other things that Thailand can be proud of. So, Thailand is set to become the first Southeast Asian nation to potentially legalize same-sex marriage.
Ah.
Yeah, so Thailand is on track to become the first in Southeast Asia to legalize same-sex marriage, with an amendment having passed its first reading in the House of Representatives. A draft bill set for approval next week proposes significant changes to the civil and commercial code, aiming to redefine marriage from the union of a man and a woman to, quote, two individuals, thereby ensuring equal marital rights. After approval from the lower house, the bill will require the Senate's nod and King's endorsement, expected to be finalized by year's end. This move, heralded by both government and opposition parties, marks a significant shift for Thailand, a country with a vibrant LGBTQ community and a history of relative openness. It follows broader regional trends toward recognizing LGBTQ rights, with Thailand potentially joining Taiwan and Nepal as the third Asian nation to legalize same-sex marriage. Yay!
Hooray! Yeah. It's only been forever that they've been talking about this. But look, hey, progress is being made slowly, and good on Thailand for taking that step forward.
Right. Like, it was one of those weird things where it's so ingrained in the culture, and it's such an expected thing of Thai culture. Like, it's almost like an LGBTQ mecca in terms of travel. So it was one of those things that when I moved here, I just assumed it already was. So it's glad that
a lot of people don't know that, actually.
Right.
They find out that out later. But good on Thailand for making that step. Now, we're going to move on to our next story, diving into a little politics and talking about former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, whose unexpected visit to the Pheu Party headquarters has ignited widespread speculation about his underlying intentions amidst recent parole and health recovery. To quell rumors of political maneuvering, Phumtham, former Pheu Thai Secretary General, emphasized that Thaksin's appearance was a simple act of respect and an opportunity for him to meet with esteemed party MPs. High-ranking officials, including Prime Minister's Office Minister Puangpet Chuanleyit and Deputy Transport Minister Mon Pon, downplayed the political implications of the visit, framing it as a personal and natural reunion given Thaksin's deep historical ties with the party. Despite the backdrop of legal controversies and his health status, Thaksin's re-engagement with Pheu Thai members is presented as a non-political, respectful gathering, sparking debate over the true motive behind his sudden and notable re-emergence in the political landscape.
What's going on with Thaksin,
right?
Like, the Pheu Thai Party obviously is in power right now. Thaksin, that's his party. Like, he founded it. And, obviously he was sentenced to 8 years, right? Ended up serving, I think, like, 8 months in a hospital. Mm. And now he's like back in the headquarters, party headquarters. So in terms of optics, I think it does make sense. Like he is one of the significant founding members of Pueh Thai. So it does make sense for him to visit. Mm. At the same time, what is the real reach of his influence? Right, yeah. He's not supposed to really be involved, but who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, some more leadership from Thailand. So Southeast Asia is advancing towards more nuclear power as Thailand and the Philippines strike deals with U.S. nuclear power companies. Now, Thailand and the Philippines are progressing with plans to establish their first operational nuclear power plants within the next decade, signaling a growing momentum in Southeast Asia towards embracing nuclear energy. Thailand intends to include small modular reactors, or SMRs, in its national energy plan through 2037, eyeing a 70 megawatts capacity from potential sites. This move comes after a hiatus in nuclear ambitions post-Fukushima, with SMRs offering a safer, less powerful alternative that has reignited interest. The U.S. has pledged technological support for Thailand's ventures into SMRs, with Prime Minister Sreta Thavisin emphasizing safety research and public consultation. Meanwhile, the Philippines has also outlined plans for commercial nuclear stations by early 2030s, backed by a U.S. agreement facilitating nuclear material and technology transfer. Amidst ambitions to reduce reliance on fossil fuels and achieve carbon neutrality, concerns about safety and regional cohesion in adopting nuclear technology persists. I don't know. What's your take on nuclear? I think it's,
What is my take on nuclear?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I think it's good.
Is it, though?
Yeah,
is it better to have it than not have it?
100%. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I think so. Like,
and the only people who are saying that it's bad are the people who mostly don't have it.
Yeah, and it's mostly people that are, like, in fossil fuel industries, too. Because, like, look, there's all this talk of going green, right? Wind energy, solar energy, water. That's all great. Mm. But it does not even scratch how much energy we need. And nuclear is a clean, like, carbon-safe alternative. There's no emissions, right? Like, it's just steam.
Alex, why do you hate the environment so much?
I love the environment, and that's why I'm pro-nuclear. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's way better than oil and coal.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just blow it all up instead.
Okay. I'm pro-nuclear. Jay's not, but you make your own opinion.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next story. Now, you might have thought that the beef between the Thais and the Filipinos might have ended. Just last month, we had a story regarding Thai and Filipino ladyboys going at each other. Well, this time, it's the singers, because a Thai singer has sued a Filipino TikToker for song plagiarism. Singing, TikTok, what's going on? A Thai singer, Chetkit Pon Thanmak, has taken legal action against a Filipino TikToker, Shad, for allegedly plagiarizing and selling a translated version of his song, I Like You The Most, without proper credit or license. The controversy erupted on social media after Shad offered three versions of the song, Normal, Fast, and Slow Down, on platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, and Melon, claiming them as his own and igniting a debate among netizens. Despite the Filipino TikToker facing backlash for not crediting the original artist and accusations of copyright infringement, his version still remains accessible online. Pon's original track gained popularity in Thailand and South Korea, particularly after being featured in a dance video by 10 of NCT. Pon has expressed his intent to pursue legal remedies, emphasizing, I only accept apologies in cash, as the despite over copyright and artistic integrity escalates. Look, this guy actually tried to make money off it, so...
Yeah, that's plagiarism.
Fair play?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, the guy stole a song and is publishing it as his own.
Yeah.
No.
Initially, I thought it was just someone singing the song on TikTok and it going viral. But no, putting it on Apple Music and Spotify and trying to get money from it, even translated or whatever, is not cool, my friend.
It's a pretty cut and dry case in my book.
See,
but what is the mechanism, right? How do we actually pursue legal? They're in another
country.
The
Philippines,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, where does he go?
Mm.
And most people in Thailand get to get away with it with the system here, but...
Mm.
The shoes or the tables have turned.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's not the only music that's in the news today.
Okay.
So Blackpink's Lisa showed dual support for Thailand and South Korea during their World Cup qualifier match in Bangkok.
Oh.
So at the recent Group C Asia qualifiers for the 2026 FIFA World Cup held in Bangkok, Blackpink's Lisa was seen cheering for both Thailand and South Korean national soccer teams. The match featuring South Korea, led by interim coach Hwang Sun-hong, against Thailand resulted in a 3-0 victory for South Korea, with Song Heung-min scoring twice and Park Jin-sob adding to the tally. The game, which was part of the run-up to the World Cup, set to take place in North and Central America, saw South Korea solidify its lead in Group C. Lisa's attendance and support for both teams were warmly received by fans and netizens alike, further showcasing her widespread appeal and kind-hearted nature. This appearance coincides with her recent venture into establishing her agency, known as L Loud, and her announcement to star in the third season of HBO's The White Lotus. Lisa, they don't make superstars like her very often. Yeah. Man. Like, and obviously, she's from Thailand. She's one of South Korea's biggest girl groups. She's one of the only people you can understand rooting for both sides.
True.
Did you watch the game?
I did not. As much as I love watching Asian World Cup qualifier matches.
I'm not a football guy in the first place. No.
What we should have done is all gone to Ratchamongkla Stadium and watched the match firsthand.
Caught a glimpse of Lisa up in the stands, huh?
Yeah, I saw the stadium.
Yeah.
Because the stadium is basically dual purpose, so there's like a track on it as well. You're sitting so far behind that the players are literal ants. Mm. What is the point of even going?
You got to bring your opera binoculars.
Opera binoculars.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird one. Even with this is what I like about Lumpini Stadium is that no matter where you're sitting in the whole thing, you feel like you're close and like in the action a little bit. But some of these big ones, it's hard to see.
How else do you fit 60,000 people in there? Right.
That's true.
Well, they figured it out in England with football stadiums, but non-Thailand, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh well, no complaints. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, those were some of the news topics from across the country. There are of course more stories on many different topics on thetiger.com. For now, we're going to dive into the comment section and have a little chat with our live viewers.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.